pens. Buy them. They're good.
Black ones, red ones, green ones.
We got ballpoint. We got square nib. We got pointed nib. We got pens with lids. We got bullseye.
Come get your pens!
Pens, pens, pens!
I'm Simon King, and this is What's Wrong. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast, but I love you more if you're watching it on YouTube at youtube.com/TheCitizenStrange. It is this is the second episode in the Fantastic Harbor podcast studios. We did an episode before. We liked it so much, and we were not evicted. So that's really a plus for us. With us, as always, is the sunglassed, the suave, the off-camera, but in our hearts, Mike Greenwood is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Happy for myself.
And if you are watching at home, you can tell that I have a guest in the studio today, but she's not allowed to talk. Anyway, so Sophia Johnson, ladies and gentlemen, our guest Sophia Johnson. Yay! There we go. I always do that. I always sneak up, and then people listening. I want people listening to not get as much as the people watching. You know what I mean? Commit. Mm. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I'll do sign language.
That's all I ask.
For
right?
The show.
All I ask is that they, and then all they get is my side of it. Wouldn't that be great if, like, if you listen to it, I just remove the guest's audio track, so you just get the one-sided conversation?
I'm going to try the double can.
What's going on? Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to do this. This is for the people watching at home.
Yeah, people watching at home can see what's happening right now. This is inside show business, hey?
Oh,
you want to learn some shit?
Ah.
This is how the Oscars works. What are you doing? What's going on over there?
The first time he's in.
What the fuck is happening?
No, twist it around.
Oh,
there
got,
you go.
Got,
there you go.
Yes,
we did it, guys.
That was for the people at home.
What people don't realize is that we have an entrance exam to this podcast, and it is putting the headphones on properly. That's why Mike is not allowed to have headphones. He's got a participation pin.
It's fun. Like, doing a podcast with headphones on is like being inside a podcast. Because I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I love them. And I'm like, it's like I'm in it.
Yeah, you're in it,
it's
right?
It's like going to Disney World, you know, and you're like, I'm in the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
It's an immersive experience. You know, it does feel like that. Like, because I did a couple without cans, and it just felt like, it didn't feel like right. It felt weird because it feels like you're putting on your cape. You know what I mean? Like, okay, we're working now. Put our superhero hat on.
It's our microphone. I mean, we have the mics as well. But
we have the microphones as well. But normally we're holding them. Mm-hmm. So this is a much better setup. Mm. Right? Yeah. Yeah. How long have you been a stand-up comic for?
10 years.
10 years?
Yeah. And,
good Lord.
I know. It's pretty wild. I started in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
And then carried on here in the great nation of Canada.
You're already allowed to stay. You don't have to suck up anymore. We're not kicking you out. Like, this is some sort of weird
Canada.
This is some sort of weird immigration sting.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I've known you for years. And then you're like, God damn.
Yeah, I gotta go. I gotta leave.
That's how
leave.
We got you.
She messed up the national anthem.
Yeah,
she,
I can't sing it.
She
I
doesn't
know
anything about hockey. Like,
well, I mean, at least you're not calling it ice hockey because everyone else calls it ice hockey. Like, Canadians and Americans call it hockey. Everyone else is like, ice hockey, right?
Right. Yes, because hockey for us is indoor court with
or
a puck.
Field hockey or whatever. Yeah. It's like, field hockey's odd. You're just whacking shit in shorts with candy canes.
Yeah, all hockey is odd, I think, but I don't want
to. Sports in general. Oh, yeah, don't worry. There's not a lot of people listening to this who exercise.
Oh.
So, or go outside. Well, our big market is shut-ins who can't take the ear pods out.
Right.
Like, that's where we're really, that's where we thrive.
Yeah, you're like, you're trapped in this now.
Yeah, people who accidentally subscribed with their grabby stick hit the wrong button, and that's our number one market.
I'll do that, though. Like, if I'm cleaning or whatever, and I have a podcast on, and then I there's an annoying ad, but I can't skip it because I'm in the middle.
Yeah.
That's how they get you, you know?
That's
you're like,
you.
I'm doing the dishes. Like, I got to get to the, where is the phone? Ah.
That's why we don't have advertising here.
Yeah,
also because nobody listens to it. So, I mean,
also because nobody has offered you advertising.
You would be better advertising by just yelling in a bus station. You would reach more people than advertise. I had sponsors very early on in my old iteration of the podcast.
Yeah.
And the podcast was just me talking by myself. I did have a sponsor. And this was their thing, like, just say whatever you want. And I was like, well, don't you have any copy? And they're like, nah. And I was like, I don't think they're taking this seriously.
Wow.
Just say whatever you want.
You're like, get down there, pens, buy them.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Hold on, say that
pens.
Again. We're going to turn this into an ad. Hold on, say that again.
Pens, buy them. They're good.
There you go. That's it. Because at the beginning of the
blue
podcast.
Blue ones, black ones, red ones, green ones.
Holy shit. You're a professional.
Yeah, I know.
You know all the pens.
No.
That's more pens than I've ever heard of.
We got ballpoint.
Oh!
We got.
When I was young, it was blue. That's it. That's all you had.
We got square nib. We got pointed nib.
Oh, God. All the different nibs.
We got pens with lids. We got pulled out. We got, yeah.
I wonder if the pen.
Before, come get your pens.
pens.
This show is sponsored by pens.
Pens. Just pens in general as a concept.
Yeah.
This show is sponsored by existential dread.
I know. Right? I know. Boy, is it, because it's funny to think about existential dread, because I remember having existential dread when I was, you know, like young, you know, like
yeah.
teenage or whatever. And I'm my dad going, oh, love, you know, I understand what's going on for you. You've got some existential angst. And then he sort of explained the theory and stuff. And the thing about existential dread is it actually gets worse as you get older.
Yeah. You don't grow out of it.
It's one of those things. Yeah. It's not like, oh, you know, I'm just going through like a testy time in my late teens. It's like, oh, this is the beginning of an increasing kind of like, but we need, there's got to be a way, like we've got to be able to combat that. Like we shouldn't just have to give in to that. There's got to be a way of being like, hey, like here we are.
Well, we're not supposed to live as long as we do. And so maybe that's one of the things. You know, maybe that's, maybe it's like, maybe they're like, look, existential dread's going to start when you're about 14. Because when you're 19, you're going to start dying from wildebeest attacks or whatever the fuck it is. Just like, look, maybe humans are built with so many, like, just built-in fail problems. They're like, look, you're not designed to live this long because you're just going to think too much. So it's better if you just fucking die at 21. It's just easier for everyone concerned.
If you're listening at home, though, don't try that.
No. Oh, no. They don't have the ability. Like I said, they're basically, they don't have knives on their stick.
You're like, I know my audience. Silence, Simon.
What?
Because this podcast is about me interviewing you.
I like the idea of that. Let's do it that way.
Because this is What's Wrong with Simon King.
That's what it says on the sign, the crooked sign.
Yeah, so I'm gonna take over.
Can you just for 1 second before we start, can you look at the sign? It's pretty good. Yeah, right. It's blue. Oh. It's blue because you know who else is blue? Me.
Yeah. Right? Oh, hey. I see it. You know, it's funny. Some people do have like a color. And I remember when I was at school, one of my friends was like, oh my God, I just realized how much you remind me of SpongeBob SquarePants. And I know you're looking at me. You can't quite see it. And she was like, I think it's because you're kind of yellow. Like you've got blonde hair. You kind of got warm skin.
You're like,
okay, maybe we should cut this.
So, no, this stays in. First of all, I like that. You're like, some people have a color. I'm like, yeah.
No,
gonna
have, like,
have to explain
they,
that to
they
you.
They have like a.
Like you just didn't know. Like I don't know what New Zealand's like, but I'm starting to get an idea.
No, like they have a vibe, right? So they have like some people you're just like, oh, they're very purple. Like
some people have a color outside of the walls.
Oh my God.
I get that. People do have
some people have an aura. Like that's what I mean, like an aura. Like aura. And it might relate to their eye color, or it might relate to like some people might have like very like some people you're just like, man, there's something purple about them. Is it because they always wear purple? You know,
I've
got a friend and I'm like, oh, in my mind, she's purple.
Hmm. Grimace?
Like people just
does she work
have...
for McDonald's? she's taste bud shaped, you know? Anyway, that's what Grimace was. He was a taste bud.
But we're editing all that out so that...
What color would Simon be?
Well, Simon has said that he's blue.
I'm blue, a bit blue.
He's blue because he's a little bit down.
I don't think I'm so much down as I'm just saying the quiet part out loud that most people don't say.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I think most people sort
of
feel the same way.
That's good to know because every now and then I worry.
Well, I mean, so do I. I didn't cut my hair because I'm having a good day. But I think there is a little bit of like, I think the denying it and not paying attention to it was the problem. And so the fact that I'm stand-up comedy has really helped me in that I access that part of me. In fact, only in the last sort of 10 years.
And has that
years.
Actually made you feel happier?
I don't know if it's happier. It's made me feel less urgent and desperate.
Yeah.
Because like, I think it's given me some sort of, I think it's like, if you think of your... kind of your emotions is like just a pot of a boiling water, and if you just like a pressure cooker, you just put the lid on, you just tighten it up, and then you're just building and building and building in there. Don't have a release,
so you're letting off steam.
I think that's basically what it is.
That was a beautiful visual story of letting off steam as a metaphor.
I'm a wordsmith.
You're like, that's my real job.
I've never really thought about, like, the name of the podcast was really because me complaining about what's wrong in the world.
Right.
And then it just turned into...
What's wrong with you?
Well, it kind of ended up turning into that, and I didn't really want it to be that, but that's what it turned into.
Yeah.
And so now it's kind of like what's wrong in just in general. But
art
like,
has a will of its own.
Does it? Does he?
Does it?
It's like you've got a brother no one talks about. Art has a will of his own. Anyway, he lives in the attic. We don't go up there. There's a lot of pork bones outside.
I always think that. Everything always turns into something. I know it sounds very, but it's true. Art does have a will of its own. I think that's fairly accepted.
That's a good. I mean, I think good art does.
Yeah, if it's got none of its own will, then you're ruining it. You've not let it breathe.
I think it's like the difference between being a painter and painting art that hangs in a Motel 6 for the money, and then painting what you want to paint. You know, I think that's the thing. I think art that
Though
hangs
some
in a Motel
people,
6.
They should not paint what they want to paint.
They should not paint
what
they
like,
want to paint.
They're like, here's another naked lady for your wall.
I'm like, oh, great.
For my wall?
Oh, that's awesome. Could you imagine if Goya just like gave you some of his paintings as like, you're my friend, here's your paintings. Like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, there's some stuff out there that you're like, look, I really like what you've done here, but this is not like a living room energy.
Yeah, like how do you find a black canvas anyway? God knows. It's like, they come like that. It's like, okay, good. Like, yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing about painters, too. It's just generally accepted that painters, they're the crazy ones. Oh, yeah. That's art. But comedians, it's like, they're broken.
I find, you know what, I actually find it empowering. I remember this is one acting coach, and she said to me, you know, like, they used to bury actors on the outskirts of town because they were worried that their evil souls were going to come and haunt. And that quote made me feel very excited about what I do. Because I was like, bury us on the outskirts of town. We're crazy, you know.
Like, I like that though. Yeah.
But no, I like that too because it's kind of like it's. I think it's if you're starting to understand your role kind of in society, or you feel slightly outside of it sometimes, and then being like, oh, we are, and there's an acceptance in that. It's like, yeah, we sometimes. I mean, obviously, we're not that special, you know.
What? But, yeah, my mom was wrong.
Yeah, but no, I mean, and a lot of people feel like, you know, I meet so many people who feel like outsiders anyway, just because. I think we have this idea of what you're supposed to be and what's okay and what's normal. And then we have, you know, the reality of what's going on. So a lot of people feel like outsiders, but I think feeling like acknowledging like, oh, the being a comedian and an actress, there is going to be this otherness sometimes.
Yeah.
And
I think
that's okay.
Par for the course.
Yeah.
Because I think too, if you're like doing that sort of thing where you're examining, like if you're unzipping your skin and climbing into other skin for a while, it's going to have effects on you. And it's going, I think, but that's, you have to be able to disconnect or have to be able to think differently from the general populace to be able to do those things. Because it's like so many times, well, like with stand-up particularly, I acted a little bit, but stand-up is really what I do. And stand-up particularly, so many people say like, where do you get your ideas from? Or where does that come from? And I'm just like, it's always been that way. Like I've just always seen things like this.
Yeah,
and
you're watching society. And there was one really cool thing, maybe this will be inspirational for the listeners that have already tuned out.
Oh, they've long gone.
they were like, people have colors? We're out.
Well, the two Ukrainian ham radio listeners, this is all they can get now. And they're waiting for news about the war.
You are out.
So
I read something really cool, and it was like, to find out like what, you know, what it is that you should, I mean, should is a fatalistic word, but what it is that you are in the world, like to find your sort of path or your passion, how you view the world. So it's like, you know, two people looking up at the night sky, you know, an astronomer will see balls of gas or whatever, and I hope that's right. And a painter might see.
It depends on where he lives.
Yeah. A painter might see, you know, like, wow, I see, you know, a speckled sheet or I don't know, whatever. So it's like, you know, the way you see the world and what that kind of says. And I think comics have this bent of, you know, obviously they see the world and they see the funny. And that can be hard to step away from as well. Because sometimes it's like, okay, I have to just not see the funny. I got to go to a funeral today. I got to not see. But then obviously
that's where the funny
I'm going to be like, my dad was bombing at the funeral.
I think in general, astrologers or astronomers are the craziest because they, like, people look up and see a ball of gas. Others look up and see poetry. And they look up and see, like, those three stars, they look like a lion. Like what kind of, how fucking high are you?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, they're just like, don't you see the crab? No, I don't see the crab.
I agree. I have never seen,
anything. I saw the Big Dipper once, but it also looked a bit like a D. And I was just being the Big D.
To be fair, I do see Orion, but I don't know if that's how I'm meant to be. I'm like, he's got one eye, right? And no arms.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like,
but if no one told you that was Orion's belt, would you know that's what that's supposed to be? Well, like those no three, way. And then would you there's know no where way. The rest of Orion is? You'd be like, no.
There's no way.
There's no, no fucking way. Way. No way. It just, you know what it is? Yeah. Dots. It's lots of dots.
There's no way. There's no way that I'm like, oh, there he is, old Orion.
That to me, astronomers in the old days, the people who came up with the constellations, is the biggest make work bullshit job in the history of local government. Yeah. Someone was like, we need a way to explain the sky to everybody. What do people like? Pictures. They like pictures. All right. Yeah. All right. What do they like pictures of? The things we have, crabs and lions. Fine. They just were like, and then everyone, it was like a Magic Eye poster. They were really big in like the 90s where people just stare at them.
Okay, I never saw anything in a magic.
No.
Did you, Mike?
What's that?
Have you ever seen anything in a Magic Eye?
No. Just staring at it.
Mike sees that in shag carpeting. He just gets high and looks down. He's like, whoa. Just mushrooms.
There's got to be a magic. Like, I would look and I would go cross-eyed and I would be like, oh, it's going to come out any minute now. Yeah. And then I was like, I can't do it. It's
supposed to focus or not focus.
There's something wrong with me.
And then it's like the field of, you know, when I went and got my eyes tested and they said, he's like, you're on the borderline of needing reading glasses. He's like, you're right on the edge.
And you're like, man, I can see all.
I was like, I will pretend to be illiterate before I'll wear fucking.
Because
I wear contacts anyway. I've worn glasses and contacts my whole life. I'm blind as a fucking bat.
You don't find glasses kind of sexy?
No, because they're readers. That just looks like I'm just trying to figure out how to expel a kid for being late. Like, you know, that, like, when you put those on, you're like, oh, okay.
I don't know if you peer
Let's read the instructions on this washing machine I just put. You know what I mean? Like, I can't fucking.
I don't know, Simon, because there's so many, like, attractive people with like it's a thing, like it's like glasses, like oh like.
Yeah, but I was always told that weakness is terrible, you know what I mean, like
wow,
that's
okay,
how I
so
was
let's
raised
delve, okay. Let's delve into this.
Can you imagine if that was my thing? Just like that's why I always have nunchucks with me. Oh, that explains a lot.
Number one point of what's wrong with Simon Kang. he was told that all weakness is bad.
All weakness is bad, right? That's why you must crush your enemies. Everybody knows
okay,
this
number
nobody?
Two you've been taught to crush enemies.
Yeah, I actually have often
have
said.
Have you ever crushed any enemy? Like, have you ever been like, oh, vendetta paid?
Enemy crushed.
Yes.
Really? Is
yes,
it a story you can share on the podcast?
No.
Or no?
But I have, I have in a few times in my life outlasted the enemy. So I have a few times in my life existed to the point where
like they quit comedy.
They have capitulated. Or they have, quit, or they have just basically realized I'm not going anywhere.
Wow.
Or they've really, basically, I've
and
just.
And then I outlasted.
I've lasted.
Enemy.
You know what? I
murdered someone.
You remember that? You remember that?
Your army was just like there for 5 days with no food and no water.
Yeah. I laid siege to them. I would not die.
Yeah.
I marched like Godwin's son, and yet I survived.
Wow.
I did not die on the bridge. Well, I didn't die on the bridge. I didn't die at the fucking Hastings.
You didn't
Hastings,
die at all.
Hydrata did, but I moved down. My troops all the way went down. They were fine. They were fine. They were like, nah, it's not that far.
Yeah.
They got down there. Willem the Conk was like, these guys are fucking tough. I'm like, yeah. I'm not looking up. Fuck that arrow.
You
know
stayed.
What I mean?
You stayed.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. That's how British history works, guys. That's the history of England right there, real quick.
Kinda.
Kind of. I mean, mostly. We didn't, hold on. Wessex, there you go. That's it.
I've been very into my history. That's the podcast I probably listen to the most. I mean,
you
I
do,
should
what,
say.
What's the podcast? No, advertise other podcasts.
I actually listen to History Hit.
History Hit.
I actually just did a subscription because I was like, I can't do these ads. No, but there's this one.
You already have pens.
Yeah, I already have pens. Pens.
Pens.
Everybody buy pen.
It's just in your head.
We got green ones. We got red ones.
I like how that just triggered you to go through the whole ad again. You couldn't. You like it's like it's just like you were hypnotized in Vegas like 12 years ago. Like if anyone mentions pens, you're like pens.
Shout out to Bic, baby.
The Bic people's advertising campaign of the late 2010s was really out of line.
We got like, ballpoints and
it is now illegal to hypnotize people to buy your product. Damn it, no one's gonna buy pens anymore.
Damn it.
You can't hypnotize people.
Yeah. Anyway, podcast. No, I listen to History Hit. I listen to one called Gone Medieval. It's like part of History Hit. And then there's another one which is very interesting. It's called Betwixt the Sheets. And it's the history of like historical sex and stuff like that. But it's nowhere near as kinky as it sounds. Like mostly it's put me off. Historical sex.
Yeah.
But it's also like sometimes it will just explore like women's issues. Like it'll be like how women were perceived or like the origins of witches.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
like they did one on syphilis and like stuff like that. And I think it's like,
yeah.
So, but it's very interesting. But it's also quite like, it becomes quite feminist just because as you listen, you're like, man, being alive at any other time.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know if you guys are also listening to Jordan Peterson podcast in your spare time. I don't know what's going on.
They are not.
They are not. But like,
I can almost guarantee that not one of my listener
is also. There's no Venn diagram.
There's no,
not one of
no,
my listeners.
There's the Jordan Peterson people. Yeah. I don't think, because we talked about him. We talked about him a while ago, didn't we, Mikey? And like. The general response that I got was that, yeah, Pens, bloody Pens. The response that I got was like, that's what he's resorted to.
They have all sorts of pens, but they're men and women pens, and they're the way they were, you know?
Yeah.
Bloody Pens.
No, because there's sort of a thing now, I think, like what's happened is like, because obviously there was Me Too, and women got like a lot of stuff, you know? They got like
closer to equality, but not really.
Yeah, well, no, like,
women got a lot of stuff, like less beatings.
They got spots on comedy show. They got like, and then they were like,
how did we lose that one, Mike?
Yeah. I know. They were like, we have to put a chick on.
Oh God.
There was a moment, you know, and then very quickly, like, I have a lot of male friends that are like, oh, what don't women have? They have exactly the same as us. They're fine. And I was like, and it's a hard one to argue because it's like I need to have just some like facts and figures off the. That, you know, but I'm trying to be like, look, there's still, you know, lots of sort of society perceptions. And also, like, as people know, like they say, you know, democracy, you've got to fight for constantly. I do think, like, looking at any period of history for women, I'm like, good Lord. Like,
I always tell people to watch shows from any time, like, watch shows from the 80s and 70s. Just watch how they wrote characters of women and men for network television.
Yeah.
And tell me, because that wasn't like. An exacerbation. No. That wasn't exaggerated. That was like probably toned down.
It's actually wild. And it's like, and it's such a thing. And it's like, it's just a hard one. Cause people are like, well, everything's fine now. And I'm like, almost.
The funny thing is the dumb thing is as women, cause I'm a feminist cause I just believe in equality. I don't know why you wouldn't be a feminist.
Yeah.
Not being a feminist is like just being a racist. Like basically what you're saying is like just because, so what has happened is it's been branded as this some sort, like, look, in any movement, there are extremes on either end. There's always are. And extremists in general are fucking psycho. It doesn't matter what they stand for, whether they're on the right or left, they're extremists. They're not part of the conversation. The general majority of people.
They're part of it.
Well, they shouldn't.
They're
but they're manipulating it, right? Yeah. And so the general, to me is like feminism is just like you just want. Like, I don't want to win shit from a head start, from a purely selfish point of view. I don't want to win things because I was handed a head start. I want equality. Then I can crush my enemies.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like, you want that vendetta.
I mean, the most manly thing in the world I can think, if you want to be a man, is to want equality.
Yeah, because you're not insecure. You're not coming from a place of like, God, man.
I'm not afraid of women anymore, right?
Yeah.
Not
since that. I used to be.
Yeah, no, I took that course and I'm fine now, right?
Women
they can drive and they should drive. Mike? Mike
well,
doesn't believe
that's
it still.
That's actually the one thing I disagree with.
You're like, oh, no. I'm like, how did I fuck that
that's
up?
That's the one thing. Like, I am definitely a feminist. I am very much for, you know, perception shifts. But driving, that's a different license.
It's a man world.
No, but, like, because I think, like, that's, like, the only thing. Because I remember I had to look.
You're serious.
No, I am not joking.
This podcast is brought to you by Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, come for the driving, stay to get stoned.
This is not a bit.
You're doubling down on it now, too.
Is it just because the steering wheel's on the wrong side here and it confuses you and you made mistakes?
Is that what it is?
It's half that.
No, but okay, so here's the thing, because I remember, and this ties it all together, sexism, comedy. I remember starting out in comedy, and there's a comedian, I won't say who it was, because he's still a good friend of mine.
I'm right
because,
here.
Yeah, it wasn't you, it was a New Zealand comic. And he really thought, like, I can tell, he really believed, he's like, look, Sophia, you know, women are never going to be as funny as men because their brains are different. And he, like,
smaller.
He really, really, really believed that, like, and, you know, like, we're still buddies. Like, I don't, like, you know, this is a process of trying to figure out the world. I don't cancel people if they have a weird view. you know, I try and, but I, he's like, look it up. Like, they're intelligent. He's like, yeah.
Google it.
He's like, there's been IQ tests. Like, their intelligence is less. You know.
What?
There's like a science
yeah, I know. No, like, this is only like 10 years ago starting comedy. Like, women, wow. Like, because one of the things about Vancouver is kind of interesting is women were definitely encouraged, I think. It was like, oh, you know, like, it's cool. Like, we want more women in this industry. Mm-hmm. Like, we're getting sick of this, you know? And yeah. It was like, and it was nice. It was a nice feeling, you know? But I think when I started out comedy, it was definitely like, ah, good luck.
You know? One of the things that's unfair, I think, yeah. about the way comedy, the dynamics of comedy are, is like, so if you have 10 people starting stand-up comedy,
yeah.
9 of them will be men. It's just the way it works with the way yeah. their brains work, and there's yeah. going to be one. So the problem is right there, the numbers are not in women's favor in yeah. terms of, because the majority of comedians don't stick around.
For getting opportunities.
Well, that's what I mean. But yeah. in terms of the actual, in terms of who's going to be good at comedy, every yeah. Every 10 comics, yeah. one might be good at comedy, just in yeah. general. Doesn't matter what gender, what it doesn't matter anything else. Yeah. It's just those are the numbers. Yeah. And out of that 10, 5 might stick around after 2 years. Yeah. Then it's down to 3 and 2. And so the problem is if you only have one woman in that group,
yeah.
that so getting more women involved in comedy is a huge way to start equalizing things.
Yeah.
But you can't go out and make people be stand-up comics. God knows I wouldn't yeah. wish this on my enemies. So I don't know how you fucking make people. And then the problem with that is,
you wished for your enemies to leave the biz, and they did.
Well, Mikey's still technically yeah. here, but he's off camera. You know what I mean? Like, I got him yeah. off camera. But then the thing is, too, is the problem is, like, I was on a show a few years ago. This is an example of how this is also not fair.
Yeah.
So I was on a show a few years ago at a festival, and I won't name the show or the festival or anything because it doesn't matter, but on the show, it was like a dark and dirty show.
Right.
Which in and of itself is a specific type of comedy that yeah. is not always easy to do, particularly the dark shit. So on this show, it was hosted by a female who was very experienced and yeah. had been doing comedy longer than me. And then everyone else on the show had been doing comedy at least 15 years, 10 right. to 15 years. And they were all what you would consider consummate professional headliner comics mm-hmm. who knew exactly what they were doing.
Great.
They were monsters.
Yeah.
In the middle, they put a female comic on who had 6 months experience.
Right.
In any situation, male or female, that person yeah. wouldn't stand a fucking chance. Yeah. And what they did was they put her in a spot right in the middle.
Yeah, but it's a safe spot.
Yeah, but they put, it yeah. was an 1,100 like person show. There yeah. were, the 1100? People were, 1,100 people there. They were drunk, they were high, they were fucked. They wanted yeah. dark comedy, they weren't getting it. They were getting dirty, so they were already getting pissed off.
Yeah.
Then they put this comic up. Right. She fucking fell on her ass, because you would, anyone would. Yeah. It's hard for me to follow those
and
people.
And then people after that, they get up like, oh, women aren't
so that's
funny.
The thing. So if yeah. like, if a man bombs, they go, that guy sucked. If a woman bombs, they go, women suck.
That represents
and that's females, what's yeah. not fair. Because yeah. there's so much pressure is put on the head of a pin. So yeah. To say women aren't funny is like, that's ridiculous. That's like yeah. saying men aren't funny. If you see one guy who's not funny, he's not funny.
Yeah. I mean, I think comedy, you know what I mean? I think the idea that comedy kind of belongs to any one group in society or even just to humans is
except
insane.
The Jews, they own it. But they totally own it. The Jews totally own comedy.
But
they own
I
it.
I think I'm not even going to respond to that because I do. I'm not going to.
Because
get
she thinks everyone's yellow. So there we go. Sophia's like, the Jews aren't yellow. All right. Okay.
I think anyway. So
what color are the Jews? Never mind. I'm not going to do that to
lie.
You.
Yeah. This is not live, Simon. This is being recorded. So I'm going to need you.
Oh,
to bring
I forgot
it
to
in.
Tell you. I mean, it is a live stream. It's more like a trickle, but it's yeah. out there. Yeah. This is on TikTok.
So my point is, my friend, he's like, you know, women, their brains are different. They're not as good as men. And I looked into it, and there were, to be fair, there was some IQ evidence, I guess. And I say evidence with these inverted things, that there was a look at, like, that men had scored higher on test scores in IQ. And that was, I can't remember exactly what year, but it was a while ago. And this was like, because they mostly don't really use IQ tests anymore, right?
They don't really work.
It's a long time ago, and mostly that was, I can't remember exactly, I have to Google it, but it was whatever, like last century, early on. And they're like, look, most of that comes down to educational factors. It comes, there's like a lot of stuff and like the kind of tests that these were and all that kind of stuff. And now it's like, I think the more recent ones they did, they were like, actually women had more men had more outliers, but it was basically the same. Like on both edges of the...
The way I was meant to, the way I kind of basically understood yeah. the neuroarchitecture that we have, and this is from someone who has and has been told to me a few times that I have a very feminine minded brain.
Yeah.
Like, so the way it tends to seem to be is that the way our brains evolved is because of our purposes, the way like hunter gatherers and yeah. or hunters, I think men tend to be good at one or two things, but at the expense of other things.
So here's
women tend to be good at everything to a degree to pass on that information to their children.
This brings me to a point. This brings me to my point. So what I discovered from my brief scroll through Google, which is the most scientific thing you're going to get from a
I did my fucking research.
From a dude on a podcast. Yeah, do your own research at home. I'm calling myself a dude on a podcast because right now I have dude on a podcast energy.
Yeah.
You know, just,
and you're with some dudes,
like,
on a podcast.
Yeah, throwing
the dude
on out podcast. Random facts that probably aren't real.
Don't, but it was no idea. Just make no sense. Yeah. And then just every so often go, wow. Just like throw one of those in.
But essentially, from what I read, it was like men and women's IQs are basically equal. The brains, the brains are the same. So my friend was wrong. But the only difference in the male-female brain is the spatial part.
Spatialization.
That is the
rotation.
Only part.
That comes from the hunting and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the only thing scientifically, so far from the knowledge they have, from what Google told me a year ago.
Wouldn't it be great if I threw a bottle at you right now? And you're just like, and you caught it, like, holy shit!
So that's why I'm saying, like, there's a possibility... That is why I'm not as good at driving. Like, I really, like, I had to learn, like, I struggle spatially, and maybe, like, I'd say, like, with anything, it's a spectrum. There's probably women that are, like, have...
Oh, yeah,
that
for sure.
are really freaking There's, good at it.
Yeah, it's like individuals.
But
it's like,
I would
individuals,
say that's
yeah.
the one generalization you can make is there are spatial differences. Yeah. I don't know exactly what the spatial differences are, but as soon as I read that, I was like, oh, man, this explains.
You're like, oh, fuck.
You spent 45 minutes trying to parallel park. Like, it's not me. It's the architecture of my brain.
I have had a lot of crashes. I have had a lot of accidents. But most of the accidents I actually put down to me being a bit of a daydreamer. So I'm just, like, if I get too comfortable driving.
You know, you're thinking about lipstick. Yeah. You're out there. You know, you're just.
Fuck yeah.
You're listening to podcasts about history fucking and listening to lipstick and you're good to go.
I'm like, oh.
You know what?
So there you go, guys. It's bro science.
It's bro science.
We're going to a female science. Expert to affirm our bro science.
Yeah, bro science. There's nothing that there's nothing that sexist there's nothing that sexist bros love more than a girl
totally.
Backing up their sexist
opinion.
They're like, oh, chick, she agrees with
her. Yeah, she gets it.
Yeah, she even says that women aren't as good. Yeah. So, like, we're not sexist. But,
she told me women can't. So,
there's always a couple of traitors. Like, there's always a couple of, like, chicks with some real sexist dudes being like, we're fine.
Yeah.
All right.
We're happy. So.
And they become Fox News anchors eventually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're like, should women fight? And you're like, what are you doing? Like,
all right, what is but who's
they're
better?
Like, but I just, you know, men, they are stronger. I just love being a wife. I don't want to have a career. So why does everyone else want to have one? And I'm like, you have the right to choose.
Who's better? Boy Bigfoot or girl Bigfoot?
And then the
girl Bigfoot's way better.
And then the chick's like, I don't know that was a girl.
Yeah, I know. It's always like it's
always
like
a couple of traitors on the Fox News.
Well, you know what? A couple? Jesus fucking Christ. Was it Benedict Arnold? You know, Eggs Benedict Arnold, whatever the fuck.
But we can't judge. Below one sort of wave of like feminism is like not necessarily judging women for how they're surviving in a male dominated environment.
Well, I hate that when people are like, I see that you choose to take part in the system. And yet I'm like, there was a day when the French woke up and had a king and then they went to bed without one. So you can fucking change shit just because you happen to live in that time. I really hate when people say that shit. I also hate when people say, let's get all right, do you know what this is?
I do not know what this is, can I finish my thought, though?
I guess you can, but I was trying to segue us into this, but yes, go on.
Okay, well, no, I was just going to
typical woman, blah, blah.
One of the
imagine if someone takes that part out of my podcast.
Well, I was thinking, I was like, there's a lot they could take out of this.
This whole podcast.
Simon King's podcast supports racism. Some people are yellow.
It's just a snippet of me being like, women can't drive.
And I'm like, typical girl.
No, but one of the things I found that was interesting is, like, for instance, because I'm very into, like, Jane Austen. I don't know if your audience member is into that. But
Super spy.
One of the things that's interesting about like female writers during that time and you know the 18th century, the 19th century is like one way of becoming, because novels, right, they're seen as like kind of, you know, dirty and, you know, like too sexual and headband. Well, one way of like getting your writing accepted was to write quite puritanical kind of verse and actually slut shame other women, be like, that bad, you know, this good, and actually kind of join in on that. And that was like one way that as a woman, your book could be recognized or published. And so I think I can understand if you're in a time like that and it's like, you know, no, you shouldn't pile on, but I don't judge those writers for kind of, or they say like potentially Jane Austen mellowed her work a lot and made it much more, she was like dirtier when she was younger, and she made it much more like, oh, have you run off with this manual? Awful, you know, like.
But you see this
more kind of puritanical in that sense.
I think you see this on social media too with things like TikTok. I've noticed there's a lot of this sort of like, there's a kind of an angle that, because social media, generally, the way to get, if you want quick success, is to appeal to the dickhead right wing. It's just a real easy way to get quick success.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that, and I'm not saying this is specifically what's going on, but I've noticed on TikTok particularly, there's quite a few accounts where women are just like reposting videos of men complaining and then agreeing with them. And then that's how they're raising their count. And I'm like, it's the same, it's like this kind of weird sort of strange, like, and if that's what you really believe, then I, you know, whatever, everyone's allowed their own opinion of whatever it is. But it just seems to me to be quite an insidious sort of like my success and my fame and my personal like profile is more important than the potential damage I could be doing by agreeing and supporting this bullshit. And I'm not saying, because there are a lot of instances and there are a lot of problems that men face, and there are a
Trump's
lot of issues.
Whole presidency.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll amplify this.
I'll amplify this. And then with women doing it, it's just even more. And the problem is women are held to a higher standard because that's the way society does, because it's always, and part of it is that reinforced by women as well. I'm not saying women are innocent in this, because nobody's innocent in this. Is it a general thing of like the idea of like, well, my husband's just a buffoon. No, fucking. Yeah. Make him be responsible. But if you're going to allow him to be like, and also raise your sons to be responsible as well. There's a lot that we can do.
This has really turned into a feminist podcast.
It has turned into a feminist podcast, right? Like, I'm going to let my leg hair
grow. I
didn't
know how feminist Simon was.
You know what I'm going to do?
What's wrong with the patriarchy?
You know what I'm going to do? Mikey? I'm not going to wax my legs later, like we said. I'm leaving them. I'm leaving them. Summer's coming. Fuck it. It is, however, now we are a little bit behind.
Random.
But let's do it again. Random! Okay, there we go. Now, this is what this is.
Okay.
What this is, if your woman brain can get it.
Yeah.
What this
I'll try. Does it involve space?
It's difficult.
Yeah, it does.
It doesn't involve space.
Is it spatial? Because
we're going to play ping pong? Is that okay?
Yeah, because I am out.
What it is comedians, which is the majority of the guests that I have social issues and have a hard time communicating with people and don't know what to do. So I went on the internet a little while ago and discovered a random content topic generator that can be set to anything.
Okay.
From relationships to funerals to anything. What we do is we leave it wide open. Mikey reads as a random.
Ooh,
then we talk about that
shit.
Okay,
great. Let's do it. Let's
all right. So, Mikey, what's our first random?
I don't know why I froze there. Random is
got one fucking job. He's literally got one job now.
I'm trying to. You said.
Come on,
you said Jane Austen was originally a bit more promiscuous or something in her writing.
Well, there's some information. There's a kind of a. I think.
I just want to know what's like a more sexual version of Pride and the Prejudice.
Well,
that's what's rattling in my mind.
Apparently, there's like some smutty short story she wrote or something.
That's
like that.
That's fascinating to me.
And
that's where my mind is going.
And it's not. And it's like from when she was like a teenager or whatever. And it never. Or it's like some smutty poem or something. And it ends up. Parts of it end up in a character in Mansfield Park. Who's a bad character.
Wow.
So they're kind of saying like, okay, Jane Austen had these restrictions in time where she had to write this quite puritanical verse just to get her novel through. So maybe her, I mean, maybe she just grew up as a teenager, but one theory is like, hey, maybe she was actually more kind of awakened of that stuff.
Yeah.
And then she kind of gave that to a bad female character.
She wrote Mike.
I'm doing the little point things to Mike, say like, but maybe she was more sympathetic with that character than she could allow to admit in her.
She wrote, but she did write the screenplay for Fuck Patrol 6. And not 7, not 7 or 5, right? And she wrote 6 because she thought that was where the real metamorphosis happened with the character. Fuck Patrol 6.
If you could call up anyone in the world and have a 1-hour conversation, who would you call?
Is this, I gotta go first?
Yeah. And you can't say me, that's a trick question. We're here.
we just had one.
Dreams do come true. Is this person's alive, right?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't specify.
Well,
I mean, on the phone, I mean, if you wanted to call them on the phone and they were Julius Caesar, probably scare the shit out of them. So, like, what is that? Just stab a phone. But I mean, anybody, I guess.
Oh, man. There's so much. This is such a difficult, wide open thing.
But you've got 1 hour. That's the trick.
Yeah.
Really, and then
specification.
And then, the time machine breaks.
I would love to speak to any of my grandparents. I don't have any.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's
I don't have any grandparents alive, and most of them died before I came about. So
yeah. Oh, that's
nice. I would love to get to meet my my mom's dad. I've heard so much about him, and like he influences the whole family so much still, and I would love to sit with him and be
a ghost? Spooky.
Well, it could happen. I mean,
he influences the family a lot. Always stacking books up.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
We come home, the lights are on enough. Grandpa.
He's here.
That's nice, though. That's a nice thing.
Yeah, I'd love to play cards with my other granddad. You know, I'd love to hear some of his...
Learn about yourself kind of that way, too. Like, enrich yourself. That's that's a good answer.
Yeah.
Mike, what do you got?
Who was accused of shooting JFK?
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah.
Or Jack Ruby shot
things,
Lee Harvey.
Right?
Yeah, he would have some information,
Shot JFK. Nobody cares about that anymore.
You'd be like, was it you?
Was it you?
Yeah. Was it you?
And then the hour would be him explaining the conspiracy.
And he'd be like, between you and me? No. And then 59 minutes of just sitting there.
Crazy.
And then you're like, what else you want to talk about? Cuba? No. Yeah. No, I don't want to talk about Cuba.
Or if he did do it and the conspiracy theories were just wrong. And it was a match, like just was a.
Under that logic,
book.
Maybe like OJ as well. You'd be like,
OJ, that's a good
OJ wrote a fucking book. That motherfucker, the balls on that guy.
But this is like an off the record thing, right? Where they have to tell you the truth and just like.
No, just a phone call, like 11
p.m.
OJ. You
gotta deal with them
OJ.
As they are.
Yeah, okay.
OJ, I like that one. I take that answer. It's
OJ would be interesting too, because like I think that's also like. Like, younger people don't get why that was such a big fucking deal. Like, why?
Or how famous he was. Like,
I watched
that
trial.
It's like LeBron James committing a murder.
And I was like, yeah, it's fucking... I cannot believe the level of ball fumble that happened with the prosecution.
It
literally was just case was lost, not won. You know what I mean? Like, nobody won that case. The defense didn't win that case.
Yeah.
There was so... And of course, Los Angeles and America, but Los Angeles, particularly at that part of time, the racism on the LAPD was fucking phenomenal. Mm. So it was a really easy thing to just go, well, I mean, it's racist. And and they looked hard enough and they
can't
literally didn't have
that,
to look far to find someone who did racist shit.
So
and
sad.
They're like, you know, yeah. So yeah, now that kind of like, but there's no fucking way that guy didn't do it. There's no fucking way.
It's
there's
funny
no
I'm
fucking
a,
way.
I'm a guilter and I don't even like, I've
What's
even,
a guilter?
Well, it's what they call people that think that the making murderer guy is guilty. To be fair, I haven't even seen all of it. But I just watched.
You've
like,
seen enough.
I just watched like one thing on YouTube. Like,
don't like his hat. Done.
Yeah.
He's out.
No, I just watched like one interview on YouTube or whatever where he's talking about it, and I'm like, dude, this is like this guy is shifty as fuck.
This fucker let his wife drive. Don't trust him at all.
Oh, it's like, so I tend to be a guilter. I tend to be like, oh, come on, man. You did it for sure. Like, I can tell
I think
you
can get a feel for it, though.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Like, you can get a feel for it. Like, tell me serial killers don't always pretty much look like the same dude.
Yeah.
They always have those weirdo glasses. And they're always, like, they've always got three names. Like, this always, like, they always use their middle name, Henry Lee Lucas. You know, it's like Kentucky Fried Chicken. They're always like the three name killers.
There's a vibe, you know.
There's a vibe. There's definitely a vibe.
I think if the press starts using your middle name, you're like, oh, shit. Like, they think I did way worse shit.
Oops.
Like, Simon Jeffrey King is in jail. Fuck me.
Yeah. You're like, I've lost the case. Sophia is going to be on the jury. She's going to think I'm guilty. Like,
guilty. Look at his middle name.
Yeah. So I don't know if I'd be the most reliable jury member or whatever, because I tend to be like, come on, man. Like,
I think you're just using this to get yourself out of jury duty.
Yeah,
future.
Guys,
like,
you're listening.
I'm not taking part in Canada's justice system.
Yeah,
I'm not doing that.
Not a good.
I don't know who I would talk to for an hour, because it would have to be something that I would get a lot out of. Like, probably Isaac Newton.
Oh, look at you going intellectual. Look at you. Tell me more about the apple.
No.
You could tell him stuff.
There's
100%. It's been so long.
There's 100% like, reason for this, right? Because he's widely considered to be one of the most intelligent and innovative scientists that ever existed, but he was also completely fucking insane. And so you don't know which Isaac you're getting.
Think how far physics has come. You're like, dude, three laws? I can give you 10 more.
Hasn't come that far.
Well, his principles still.
I mean, that's the thing. This motherfucker watched
every
the apple
object,
drop and was like, I know how it works. I'm like, that's a bit like, I've seen a lot of things fall over. In my time? I'm not bragging.
I've heard that.
Mikey, twice. And I'm he never helped me figure out the universe at all.
I had a fall.
Yeah, he just figured out. He helped me figure out what pills not to eat when I find them. But other than that, he didn't help me figure out anything.
I heard the Apple story was in dispute.
What?
Like, it didn't fall on his head.
No, it fell near him.
Okay.
And then he watched, because apples fall.
Yeah,
we know that.
So that probably happened.
But it's like Einstein.
One
Einstein,
of the chances.
Einstein's
that he
in the square.
An apple fall if he had an apple tree.
And Einstein, the guy that disputed it, like, you know, it didn't really hit him on the head. Yeah.
Einstein's got general relativity kind of mostly figured out. And then one day he's in the square and he's watching a window washer and he's like, what if that guy fell off? How long would it take him to hit the ground? So he's watching someone wash windows, and instead of going, huh, good job.
So
he's
this,
just like, ah, I wonder what shape the universe is.
This,
like,
brings, this brings me to my earlier point. Mm. How you see the world is your kind of talent. You know,
it is kind
your
of
thing.
Yeah.
Like we would see it and be like, we'd be writing a bit about windscreen men.
100%. I'd be writing a bit about the weirdo with the fucking strange hair staring at the guy on the like, I saw this fucking dork sitting there. He's eating his fucking liverwurst sandwich and he's watching.
Exactly.
He's watching this guy fall off a ladder.
We think, okay, where can you go with that bit? Okay, windscreen wiper. Oh, you know, what if he's, you know, what if he's like got a harness on the inside? Or, you know, what our brain would be.
I think nowadays Einstein would just sit there and watch a woman try to parallel park and figure out the universe.
He would be like, look, I don't think these guys are the same.
I have come up with something. This is how light speed will work. It's like, you got all that from watching Sophia Park?
Yeah. But like one thing I will say about parking is I have figured out, so I can drive, but I figured out cheat codes. So I imagine some people are more intuitive about it. Whereas I'm like, okay, I come and I get this tire parallel with there every single time. Mm-hmm. I come on a diagonal till that hits there. Then I pull. I don't know if that's the same for other people, but I have like, these
no, that's
like,
pretty much it.
Yeah, like when I'm driving, I'm like, okay, I'm the corner of the windscreen is supposed to be eating the center line of the road. Like I am thinking about that constantly. Like I've never.
But then
just
again, how long have you been driving for? How long have you been driving for?
Probably about 10 years, but I've been driving only in Vancouver first, so I had to relearn when I came.
So yeah, you're learning everything backwards. Like I've never driven. I drove a right hand drive vehicle a couple times, but I've never driven.
Driving here was terrible.
Right hand side. I've never driven. Like when I lived in England, I didn't drive in England because I was like, why the fuck would I do that? They have trains.
That's insane.
Choo choo. I like a train.
Choo choo with a British accent.
British
choo choo. Hello,
trains
are lovely.
More than everything else.
Why would you drive when you have trains? Lovely. Mikey, do we have another random?
Yeah, we got time for one more random.
Let's do one more random.
What? Fuck. My phone died. What is the biggest coincidence you've experienced? Strangest is the word.
Oh,
that I use
okay. I go. I actually have one.
All right.
That's kind of recent.
All right. Cool.
Maybe, I'm sure there's been more, but I had one that was pretty crazy, and so this is a true story. I'm telling the truth.
No lie.
You got to preface that.
Guilty. Yep. Sorry.
The amount of times I've done.
I don't believe her.
The amount
right
of times
away.
I've done a comedy set, and people are like, "Is that really?" You know. But no, I was at a party, and she'd set up the person whose party it was had set up like a fun room, and it was kind of like a room with like a purple light, and she had like tarot cards out, and she's like, or as we would say, tarot in New Zealand, tarot cards out, and
happened there? Did I have a stroke?
Her New Zealand side had a conversation with her Canadian side.
I swear, I heard her say that twice.
Yeah,
tarot cards. In Spain, they're tarot cards.
I just don't want people listening to be like, what's a taro?
The taro cards.
It's a vegetable.
You have the bowl again.
A taro card. You know, fortune telling cards.
Yes.
For your audience member, in case they don't know. In case he doesn't know. I'm going to go on a limb.
I think it might be a she now, based on our new direction. I like the idea.
And they set up a sort of a taro reading thing. And I was there with some friends, some girls, some other girls. And I went, oh, I'll do a reading for me. So I did a reading. I just did like a Celtic crossing. So like, you know, three there and whatever, a couple up there. So sort of six cards or whatever, or five. I don't know. My brain's a female. So no, I'm kidding. The space. I
no,
can't visualize.
I think tarot's where you shine.
Tarot. Yeah,
I don't know a lot of dudes who are like, let's get the tarot cards out and fuck around.
I might have done a few extra. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The girl thing.
Yeah. It's not
so
a boy.
It was like five or six cards or whatever. I had the cards out. I took a picture or whatever. And I was like, oh, it's kind of confusing. I didn't quite get its meaning. And then there was other girls there like, can you do one for me? It was maybe four. I did like four different readings. I got them each to shuffle each time. And we sort of did this. And then at the end, once they were all done, so there's four different readings, shuffling, all that stuff. I went, you know what? I might just do mine again because I want to go back to that question and just get like a, and they're like, oh, you can do a clarity reading.
Mm-hmm.
So like ask the same question, but ask for clarity. And I was like, okay, I've not heard of that. So we did that. It was the exact same cards. The exact, everyone screamed, all the girls screamed. Yeah. This is a comic, so you can ask for, yeah. They were all like, ah! And I was like, we're all going to die tonight.
And Sophia's grandfather was like, I'm trying to get a message through, and she's not fucking listening to me at all.
One of the cards.
I'm trying to teach her how to park. Yeah, that's all I'm going to do.
One of the cards was death.
Oh, but that's good though, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's that
supposed
thing
to be rebirth,
like,
and like,
yeah, there's a whole thing, but it was just like, yeah, everyone started screaming, and it was like this whole thing, and I was like, I mean, look, you know, when I think about it logically and mathematically, it's possible that those cards were still together from being packed up and just hadn't been touched by the shuffle. I don't know, but it was pretty wild, like, to just be like,
I mean, that is a bit odd. Like, it would be like if you got a royal flush twice in a row, that'd be like pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah, and it's just funny because also it's tarot, so
yeah,
it's like,
it's tarot.
But I told
them, what was the message of it?
Well, I don't know because my
shuffle your cards better. That's all they were trying to say. The spirits were like, I can't help you if you don't fucking shuffle these motherfuckers. Yeah, yeah.
I can't get through. No,
someone's cheating.
My brother, both of my brothers read tarot, so I call them up and I sent him a thing.
Wiccans in the family.
Yeah, well, it's funny. My it's funny, and my brother was like, oh, I think this, you know.
Actually, I think they read tarot.
He had a more positive meaning. He's like, oh, you know, this change is good, and this, you know, and he's like, and go with the most moralistic choice. That's what one of the cards mean.
That's just good.
Just good advice. Yeah. You know, just be a good person. You know, don't be a jerk. You know? But no, it's funny.
The dickhead card.
I told my...
I did not expect that.
Yeah, whoops, again. with the dickhead.
Get out of
choice.
Jail free.
But I told my brother, my eldest brother, I was telling the story, and he read tarot for a while, you know, because he actually did his PhD in, like, ancient forms of divination and sort of like runes and stuff. Yeah, he's very into that stuff.
What Walmart does he work at?
No, he got one of those rare university jobs.
He actually got a job in the Hogwarts. Like, holy shit. Now that's something to scream about. What's your degree in divination? It's like, oh, Jesus. Weirdly enough, our divination person just caught fire and jumped out of windows.
Literally living on. No, he's just an English professor, right? Because that's technically arts.
Yeah.
But I like the way you went with
it. I think it would be great
if
they had
one. Professor Trelawney.
One room at the end of the hall that keeps getting away from you and you can't get to the door. It's like, and you open up, he's just got the cards. He's like, you're never going to fucking believe the phone call I got. Anyway.
Yeah. No, but he was saying, he was like, once I was doing a reading for a couple, you know, and they were like, oh, we want a relationship reading or whatever. And he said, like, as he turned over the first card, I can't remember what it might have been, the tower. Yeah, the tower. You know, it's got the lightning.
Yeah.
And he said, at that moment, a bolt of lightning hit the building there, the sort of thing they were
Jesus.
In, and smashed the ceiling. And it, like, fell. And he was like, man, I was like, how did their relationship go? I think he's like, I think they broke up, like, a week after. That, but I was like, I wonder what would have happened if they had stayed. But it was like literally the tower, with the towers, obviously that dramatic. And the bolt, he was like, he said that was his craziest, like, coincidence tarot thing.
Does he charge extra for the lightning bolt?
Well,
after?
I mean, I don't know. I think he was just sort of at a party or whatever. And there was
He only does the readings at 11:59 on New Year's Eve. I wonder what will happen. Yeah. Ooh, wow, look at the lights
fireworks.
In the sky.
Yeah. No, so that was a spooky coincidence.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Sadly, we're out of time.
Oh, you're not going to tell your one?
I'll tell you, I do have a really one. It didn't happen to me, but it happened to my dad.
Can we cut down some of the stuff earlier?
It happened to my, it stays. Awesome. It happened to my dad, and this is a weird coincidence. So my dad was born in a place called Wallasey. On the north west of England, just across the Mersey from Liverpool. He went to a small school. And he left Wallasey when he was like 20 years old and then moved all over and everything, lived all over these places, and then eventually moved to Canada. Mm-hmm. And then we lived in Canada. So he moved to Canada in 82. This is 1994.
Yeah.
He's an optician at the time. He's in a store in White Rock. This woman comes in. It's about his age. They start talking. She sat behind him in his primary school in Wallasey. What are the fucking odds of that?
Wow.
Like, just through the conversation, I'm like, that
she's
is...
She's like, I am again behind you.
That is... that is just bonkers,
wow,
right?
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking crazy. So that was one of those ones. And then also I saw the devil. Anyway, so let's...
Well, thanks for having me on the pod.
Yeah, it was amazing to have you, Sophia. Will you come back and we can talk about, like, other stuff?
Yeah.
Because I really think that, like, I think... Yeah. I mean, I don't want to Rogan it and do, like, long podcasts, but I think I want people to come back. That's why we love Danny.
So might have a guest waiting in the other room.
We do have a guest waiting in the other room. So, Mikey, thank you so much, buddy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Harbor Podcast Studios. Thank you very much. And Sophia, is there anything you would like to plug and or tell people about?
You know what? It'd be very, like, stuff that's coming up. I always share on my Instagram shows, stuff on TV, whatever. I always share on my Instagram. So if you follow me at Soph in Town, that would be really nice. I don't have, like, a ton of followers. Nowadays, business.
Do it.
Gotta have those followers.
Yeah, gotta have those followers. If
ratios.
You follow me there, you can come and see me at comedy shows. I'll do you a tarot reading.
Oh, I like that. That's how you should close.
I'll park your car.
Yeah, she's not. She lost her job as a valet, so she's fucking...
doing readings on the street. All right. Yeah, thanks much.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest. Thank you so much, Mikey. I'm going to tell people to please like, rate, and review, and subscribe, and share this with your friend. You don't have any. Just find someone on the street and tell them. We know what you are. Thank you so much, Sophia. It was really lovely chatting with you. It was so lovely. Mike Greenwood, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. And that's What's Wrong This Week.